أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to a specific incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quraysh and the chieftains and the elite of Makkah al-Mukarramah approached him and asked him to expel the poor people from around him, and he should consider making this deen and this religion of Islam a deen for the elite and the prominent figures only, the rich and the wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the whole idea was just to tempt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if he were to act according to their demands, then what he was expected to face in this dunya and in akhirah as well. In the next ayah, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a situation or an incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says in ayah number 76 of Surah Bani Israel, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were about to harass you. They were about to harass you. مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and harass you to such an extent and to such a point to have you driven out from the land. They would harass you, and they were likely to do so. لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا, so that they may expel you and they may drive you out from the land, from the city, from the town. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَنْ, and in that case, if they were to do that, if they were to harass you and harm you until they have driven you out of the land, لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, they would not remain and they would not stay on the land after you, meaning once you have left, except for a short while. Now, there is a difference of opinion amongst the Mufassirin as to the reason for the revelation of this ayah. According to some, this ayah was revealed with regards to the Yahud, the Jews in Medina to Munawwara. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they really wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Medina to Munawwara. They did not want him residing there because, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence in Medina to Munawwara meant that they could not act as they wished. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had full knowledge of the knowledge or the contents of the Torah. And they could not act in any way that contradicted the teachings of the Torah. So they were not too comfortable with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence in Medina to Munawwara. So they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why don't you migrate to the land of Asham? They said to him that look, the land of Asham is Al-Mahshar. Al-Mahshar, the place where Hashar will take place, resurrection will take place, number one. And number two, the land of Asham is the land of the Anbiya. All the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, they lived in the region of the land of Asham. Thousands of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam are buried over there. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embarked on the journey of Tabuk, he traveled in that direction. And when he arrived in the land of Asham, the thought passed through his mind that why don't I migrate to this area and to this region? And this was the verse that was revealed to him by Allah Azza wa Jal, that the whole plan of the Yahud is to harass you, to harm you, so that you may leave the land of Medina to Munawwara, and they can be left to do as they please. However, this is not the preferred view. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says that this ayah was revealed regarding the chieftains and the Quraysh in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We know that what happened in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they kept on harassing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and persecuting the Muslims until eventually they were forced to migrate Madinah Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Madinah al-Munawwarah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are likely to harass you and to harm you and to abuse you while in Makkah, so that they may drive you out from Makkah to Mukarramah. And that's exactly what happened. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once that happened, وَإِذَا لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ. Once that happens, they themselves will not remain in the land of Makkah for a very long time. And that's exactly what happened. Even though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was gone, the threat was no longer in Makkah to Mukarramah. There was no threat in Makkah to Mukarramah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was now sitting approximately 400 kilometers away from Makkah to Mukarramah. And in those days, 400 kilometers was quite a distance. Yet, they were uneasy in Makkah to Mukarramah. 1 year, 6 months, they march out to Madinah to Munawwarah. And that's when the Battle of Badr had taken place. And that is where Allah punished them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will not remain in Makkah after you have been driven out for even a little while. And 1 year, 6 months later, they arrived in Badr. The Battle of Badr took place. And we know that how almost all the chieftains and almost all the leaders of the Quraysh were annihilated and were killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that. He says, إِذَن, the moment they drive you out, لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, they will not remain after you except for a short while, meaning the punishment will certainly then affect them. And Allah says, this system of Allah, سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا. Allah says, this has been the system, our system, and this has been our way with all the other messengers who came before you. وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will find no reversal in this system and in this way of ours. In other words, other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were also harassed to the point where they were driven out of the city, they were driven out of the town, not too long after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down a punishment to those people and to their community for what they had done to the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this has been our way, this is how we operate, this is the system of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah says the system of ours would never change. May Allah grant us understanding.